I accredited myself with Indigenous Peoples and Nations Coalition from Alaska for this meeting, but I haven't received affirmation, but I just walked in with the badge. Whenever I hear, following a very good subcommittee on human rights from the former subcommittee on human rights, I find everything becomes polemic, international polemics. In today's world, we have special rapporteurs, we have independent experts who are making reports. They're being obstructed by the OHCHR, and even when they go to the legal department, I've had some independent experts say that they have had their claims or their conclusions challenged. And I find this a bit troubling in today's world, but I'm not surprised, because even after the dissolution of the former subcommission, when I went to get a resolution on the right to self-determination, they were so intimidated that they refused. They did do a resolution. It was adopted. But when the Human Rights Council got that resolution, they said it's not definitive, so we won't act on it. So they basically threw out the academia or the expertise and intimidated many experts so that they were afraid to promote the fundamental purpose and principles of the Charter of United Nations. Why do I say this? Because when you hear certain, and I recall individuals such as the late Miguel Alfonso Martinez or Francois Hampson, or of course everyone knew the expert from Greece, was unafraid to state purpose and principles of international law to states, and she would challenge them on the floor. Why can't we have today a little bit more courage and bravery when we're promoting the rights? The equal right and self-determination under Article 1.2, when you look at the historical legislation, makes it very clear. There was a vote on that. It was the European states wanted to be the equal right and self-determination of states. The majority of states said, no, it's about peoples. You probably know this. So when it comes to the definition of peoples or what is peoples, it's very clear that those of us peoples who were listed as non-self-governing territories, states that did not want to, especially Western states, decolonize, politicize this to the extent that they got away with murder, literally, or apartheid and genocide. And many of the states won't say or do anything about this. Why is this important in this discussion on business and human rights? Because when it comes to business and human rights, or discussing how we can develop under the context of the right to development, using apartheid, colonialism, foreign occupation, in today's world, it's non-existent. And why? Because you have no backing from states, and the states themselves are not there to back some of you experts. And I realize this, because I know what happens when some experts say it like it is and speak the purposes and principles of the Charter of United Nations. So if you do want to elaborate a study, I would request that you look at some of the studies on the right to self-determination. They may be a little bit older, but there's a lot of truth in them. And they elaborate on those words and phrases from the purposes and principles of the Charter, which also state that people such as Alaska and Hawaii are legitimate peoples, states of peoples, who have the rights to permanent sovereignty over natural resources under the law of nations and international law. And I use the term law of nations because Emeritus Vattel is what the United States used as a basis for creating their constitution. So thank you, Mr. Chair.